This is the podcast for the reading and note-taking page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Taking notes, both when reading text and when listening to lectures or presentations, is an essential aspect of student life. Note-taking for reading has many areas in common with note-taking when listening. For example, the need to identify main ideas, to distinguish main from supporting details, to make your notes clear and concise, and to be sure about your purpose before you begin note-taking. There are, however, some important differences, such as the need to skim for main ideas before reading and to be critical while reading and making notes. This podcast considers the basics of note-taking when reading. These include actions to take before making notes, points 1 to 4, while making notes, points 5 to 9, and after making notes, point 10. So first let's look at actions before note-taking begins. The first of these is to be clear about your purpose. This will affect not only how, but how much of the text you read. Reading for an assignment will probably need quite detailed notes, though perhaps for only part of the text. In contrast, reading to prepare for a lecture might result in much briefer notes, with a list of key vocabulary. Second, be a critical reader. This starts before you begin reading by making judgments about the author, the intended audience, and how trustworthy the source is. This information could potentially reveal that the text is one you should not be reading or making notes for. Third, survey or skim through the text first. This will help you get a general idea of the text, which makes taking notes easier. You may also find that only part of the text relates to your purpose, in which case you can engage in selective note-taking by making notes for only a section of the text. Fourth, read the text actively. This means engaging with the text in order to understand what it contains, for example by highlighting key words and phrases, making annotations in the margin, testing yourself as you read, or reading critically by asking questions about the text. Next, let's consider actions during note-taking. Number 5, make a note of the source. It is best to put this at the top of the first page, with full details of the author, title, year of publication, etc. This is especially important if you plan to use this text in your writing, as you will need to cite it to avoid plagiarism. It is much easier to make a note of source details before you begin note-taking than to try to find the text again later. 6. Make a note of the main points using an appropriate style. You will need to decide what style of notes, either linear or pattern notes, best suits the text and your own preferences. Using colour or highlighting can also help to make your notes more memorable. 7. Keep your notes clear and concise. Pay attention to transition signals as you read in order to understand the connection between ideas, for example a cause-effect relationship, comparison, contrast, etc. Remember also that these are notes, so keep them brief, with enough space so that you can add more detail later. 8. Try to use your own words. This will not only help you understand the meaning, but will also assist you in avoiding plagiarism if you use the information in your own writing later. 9. Make sure your notes clearly distinguish between the ideas in the text and your own ideas. If you have read critically and added annotations, you will probably want to include these in your notes. However, you need to make a clear distinction between the writer's ideas and your own, especially when you are using the information in your writing. Finally, there is one action after note-taking. 10. File the notes carefully. You will probably want to be able to access the notes later, so make sure you are able to. If they are handwritten notes, this means filing them in a physical folder or keeping them in a well-organized notebook. If they are electronic notes, they should be filed in a logical folder on your computer. So that's some information about note-taking while reading. Check out the website for a checklist for taking notes based on the ideas in this podcast. Visit eapfoundation.com/reading/note-taking.